Let's pray as we begin this morning. Heavenly Father, we pray that the words of my mouth and the thoughts and the meditations of all of our hearts may speak of you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what we have to share today. We ask you to bless it to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It is an immense privilege and pleasure to be with you today. Many of you will know me, I'm Andy, and Helen and I have lived in the village for a couple of years now. And actually, we got married here just almost 10 years ago. We got married, and I never imagined at the time that I'd have an opportunity to speak here in the church. But it is a great privilege to be with you today. And I thank you for these few minutes to share with you this morning. So our passage this morning comes from John chapter 15, and it records some of the final words Jesus spoke to his disciples before he went to the cross. Now let me ask you, if this was your last day on earth and you had an opportunity to speak to your friends and your family for the last time, what might you say to them? Would you remind them to feed the cat? Would you ask them to pick up the newspaper in the morning? No, you would speak to them about what was really important to you. And likewise here, Jesus speaks to his disciples about what is truly important to him. So we really need to pay attention to his words here. And what does he tell us? He tells us that we ought to love. A new command I give you, he says, love one another. And we can sum up this entire passage with that one word. Love. Love. And to those disciples who'd lived under the Old Testament law, who repaid back an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, this command to love one another was certainly a new command. But is it new to us? I guess most weeks when Sharon stands up to speak here, or whoever it might be, and up and down the country, in various churches, in various pulpits, preachers will be standing up and telling their people, telling their congregations, to go out and to love one another. You've heard it before. I've heard it before. We've all heard it before. And so is it a new command for us? Likewise, is it even a Christian command? Perhaps other religions, other faiths, who don't even recognize Jesus as Lord and God, perhaps they tell their people to love as well, whether it be Buddhist or Muslim or what, and name that religion, whatever you choose. I'm sure they too, in their own way, are telling people to go out and love. So why is this different? Why is this new? What does this have to do with us? Jesus makes an interesting point in verse 9. He says, I have loved you the way the Father has loved me. I've loved you the way the Father has loved me. You cannot give what you haven't received. You can't give away what you don't have. So this new command to love is based on the fact that God has first loved us. God has first loved us. And that's the difference. The difference between Christianity, this message Jesus taught, and anyone else is that firstly, he established, before he told them to go out and love, that God loved them. And I echo that today to each one of you today. God loves each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. Now, when I've sat in churches and the speaker has said that, I've gone, yeah, I see that. I can see that God loves them. And yeah, God clearly loves that person over there because, you know, they're so lovely. But me? Does he really love me? I mean, I know the things that I think. I know those words that I say in anger or those words I mutter under my breath at times. I know those attitudes that I have at times, that impatience or that sighing, huffing and puffing, whatever it might be. Does God really love me? Well, let me let you into a little secret. We all think like that. And it's easier to believe that God loves others more than ourselves because we know ourselves, don't we? We know the things that we do wrong, the thoughts that we think. We know that. But let me tell you this, God does not love you any more or any less than he does right now because of anything you have or have not done. You cannot do anything to make God love you more or less than he does right now. So this command to go out and to love, this command to go and bear fruit, this fruit of love. Imagine a tree for a moment. And the fruit is the love that we have for one another, the love that we go and do for each other. But the root of that tree is God's love for us. You will never have good fruit. You will never be able to love one another unless you have a good root system. I mean by that, you must understand God's love for you, specifically for you. Now, I understand that's hard at times. And what I want you to understand today is I almost want to say, don't worry about the command to go and love others. Leave that to one side for a while, because maybe you're not in a place where you feel like you can do that. Perhaps you're hurting or in pain, or there's worries or fears in your life right now, and you can't even imagine loving others right now. Spend some time this week focusing on God's love for you, on Jesus's love for you. When you do that, your roots will grow deeper and your plant will get stronger, and you won't have to try and produce that fruit. It will happen naturally. Fruit is a product of good root. So Jesus tells us to go and love one another, not in our own strength, but based on the love we've received from God. But what does it mean to love one another? What does it mean? Jesus sets it out very clearly for us here, and he says this. To love one another is to lay down your life for someone else. We hear stories in the news, and the most recent example is this account of a hostage situation in Paris, and the police officer went in and he swapped himself for one of the hostages so the hostage could go free, and this police officer ended up getting killed in that situation. He laid down his life, he gave up his life, he sacrificed himself for that hostage. That is love. And it speaks of Jesus' love, where he gave himself up for all of us. All of us. But what about us here in the village? I pray that you never end up in a situation where you have to give up your life, sacrifice your very life for someone else. I hope we never find ourselves in that situation. But what does it mean for us? Laying down our life doesn't mean necessarily that we die for someone else. But it means we put them first. We put them first. And again, that can be hard when we're in pain, when we're hurting, when we need something. To put someone else first feels like, again, we're missing out. Again, we're stepping back. But when we put others first, we're saying that they are important, that we're loving them. And if you take care of others, God will take care of you. It may seem contradictory, but when we're in pain, when we need love, the best thing we can do is give love. What you sow is what you reap. And if you need to reap and harvest love in your life for whatever reason, then give it away. Give it away in bucketfuls. Do whatever you can to love others. When you take your mind off yourself and focusing on the needs of others, I believe God will bless you so much, and that your problems, your situations will start to become easier and start to resolve. So the command is this: to go out and to love one another. That is not easy. That isn't easy at all at times. To love the unlovely, to love those who really don't care about us, that's tough. So it's not an easy command. But I want you to focus on God's love for you. The more you do that this week, the easier that command will become. God loves you. And I want to thank you for listening to me this morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen.